Are we ready, Sheila?
We will call to order the county council meeting for August 8th. And first appointment, Nikki.
Hello. I need to transfer approximately $7,000 out of our on-call budget into our service and maintenance contract funds. Reason being is we've increased the number of runs that we do per month, which increased our billing fee for us to use the clearinghouse so we can do electronic billing. Although Pony does it, and you know, faster payments, they charge per so many. It's like a tier. Well, we put the second tier, so there's an increase. This should cover us the rest of the year with that, and our Verizon for the transmission of our call leads and our monitors and the data for the internet on our tablets to do reports.
That's under service maintenance as well.
How are things going?
They're going. Our main truck, which we got in 2014, has been in the shop several times due to the emissions. The emission caps that they will put on diesels. We've taken it to Brines. They have been unable to keep the engine light from coming on, and it keeps throwing it into low power. So we took it today over to Shepherd's in Rochester. They believe they can get it.
Which vehicle is this? What bank is this? Is one we got to put the fire?
Yes, it's the new.
Mm-hmm. Fire. That was a new vehicle.
Mm-hmm. And the government put emission cap for diesel.
Not a Volkswagen, right?
No, it's a Chevy. Chevy. That's the only.
Well, that's maybe they get resolved then.
We've heard conflicting stories. Brian said it was one of the fuel injectors. Yes, it was under warranty. Then they come back after we took it back a second time and said, no, it's not under warranty. Well, you didn't correct it first time. We've been going back and forth. We've also thought about calling GM and saying, would it just satisfy the customer?
What's the mileage on that? I can't.
Don't quote me. I want to say 65,000
on the diesel. Any questions for Nikki regarding her transfer? Or any questions in general?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
So we got a motion and a second for the $7,000 transfer. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Our collection is going.
Very well.
Not a lot of outstanding.
We have some, but either they're paying some on it, so they're avoiding collection, or they've been lucky and we're waiting on that. So I can send you the financials if you set up an appointment next time.
We have an instant last night at a town here where people came in to really find out what that was at the on my jacks, somebody collapsed over there, and the ambulance came in. And I just wanted to bring that up.
No, thank you.
I didn't
let it go. We try.
Yeah.
our active 911, it's been down and now it's back up. So I don't get, unless I'm sitting right by my radio, I don't hear who goes out.
No,
so.
No.
Thank you. We try.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Thank you.
With Judge Blankenship here in Donald House. Coming up.
Yep.
They're just in time. You heard us talking.
Perfect.
You're up.
I'm up.
You're the next contestant.
I'm
really price is right.
Okay, well, I'm glad to have you. Hello.
Good evening. Yeah, from Cuba.
I'm sorry?
Looks like you just came from Cuba.
Yeah. No, but thank you. Wish. I believe Abby prepared a letter requesting an additional appropriation for the public defenders. We have gone through our public defenders this year, way earlier than we ever had. We, at the beginning of July, had three times the numbers of criminal cases that we usually have for the whole year. And we still have two appeals, appellate fees that are going to come through yet that haven't been billed yet. One of the appeals is over but hasn't been billed yet. For two criminal cases where the jury found the defendant's guilty and the defendant's appealing the case. So that's what the request is for, the public defender fees, so that we can get through the rest of the year without having to come back.
Can I make a comment on that? The judge has used all his money in public defender fund, and he has no choice but to do county general. He did use the public defender money first before he asked for this, and he has used all of it.
Any questions for Judge Blankenship?
I'll make a motion to approve the additional in the amount of $4,200.
Second.
I'll second.
You got a motion and a second. $4,200 additional. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Didn't you have this $20,200 here, Jeff?
That's what I thought it was.
That's what I thought that was, too, the $4,200.
We got $4,200 here.
There's two.
Two of them, yeah.
Well, that's good. Both. There
you go. Front page, very top. Front page, very top.
Mm-hmm. The 42 is the balance left out of the public defender fund. And that was advertised at the last meeting.
Yeah, this was left.
This is new.
More.
We went ahead and approved the additional for the $4,200, correct?
Roger, that's what you had in mind. Okay.
That's what I thought it was, sorry.
No, that's fine. That's good. We got that one. That was discussed last month. Any more questions for the judge? This is on the for the September 12th to be advertised. Additionals for the $20,000. This is a situation where we don't kind of really didn't have much of a choice in the matter. I mean, the judge did all that he could, but by law.
Just a lot of cases have been filed.
Yeah,
this
by
year.
Law, we have to supply a public.
Mike had two murder cases that had to do this year, so his numbers are way up to us.
That's the thing. They're not only cases, but they're big cases.
Well, I've got three times that I normally have for the entire year already. You know, that's the one thing you can't, you know, you have an anomaly in a year and you have a lot of criminals that are caught and convicted. And it's not people that usually are employed that go out and commit crimes. You know, it's people that are unemployed that generally, that's why they need attorneys.
So you need a motion for the other 20?
Yes.
I'll make that motion. Thank you.
A
$20,000, yes.
One second.
County. We've got a motion and a second for the additional $20,000 to be advertised. Superior Court of Public Counsel, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jay.
Appreciate your time.
And Krista here.
Yeah.
This is up next year.
I have to just hang on for a second because my request kind of affects his office as well. We're getting to a point where very soon, within probably the next year or two, attorneys are going to be required to electronically file documents with the clerk's office, with the courts. The prosecutor's already gone paperless, which has caused some issues with dealing with the other offices. What I'm asking for is money to be appropriated within my clerk's perpetuation fund to purchase the necessary software and scanners to begin scanning documents in our office. We don't scan anything at all. Everything that goes through right now is paper. We're going to need to do this when the electronic filing comes into play because we're going to have individuals who file documents without attorneys that we're going to need to scan those things in to be able to push things paperlessly. This is what the clerk's perpetuation fund is for. There's approximately $67,000 in that fund right now, so the money is there. It just needs to be appropriated for me to be able to spend it.
Remember we talked when I was here last time that we have the judicial side that's going to do their side of any for security reasons and the public side on it. And she already has that money appropriated for that, so I mean, has money sitting there for that. What do they forget about that?
Yeah, it says in the fund, and we have to appropriate it to be able to spend it. So the quote was attached to the letter. Using our current software vendor to be able to do this and get the ball rolling. And it's something that I think I still need to go to the commission to think if they're okay to be able to do. I don't know with them yet, so I'm kind of doing it backwards, but we wanted to get the ball rolling.
Christy, maybe you can get a copy of the letter right there.
Oh, okay.
So they can look at it.
Okay.
This is just for your office then?
No, it actually includes scanners to go into the Superior Courtroom, and it includes a barcode printer to go into Circuit Court's courtroom. We'll handle their stuff a little bit differently. Judge didn't feel like they had the time to be able to scan their documents in, so what they can do in Circuit Court is print a barcode label, and then it can come back down and my office can scan.
Okay, so this book took care of you and both judges' mm-hmm. office.
Yeah.
I'll make the motion, make sure I'm saying it right, Sheila, that it's taken out of the
clerk's perpetuation fund.
Yes, perpetuation fund. To be appropriated.
Where? To the.
That's a fund all of its own.
Okay. Yeah. It'll go in computer, software, and hardware account to be able to. That's the same one.
I'll second.
We've got a motion and a second for the. $20,000 additional for the scanning equipment for the clerk and the judge's office. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carries.
Thank you.
Can your clerk's perpetuation fund pay any of salaries or anything for security?
Yes, now. Sorry.
Thanks, sir.
Army, you're next.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Down to Linda.
So inside your package, you should have some documents from Maine for the LaserFish, which is our digital software. It went out to be advertised, and so now I'm back to see about getting it approved.
Because I hope she'll clear them up for you guys.
Video, video solution.
Yeah, that's something different.
This is something different.
Yeah, maybe she'll let him put it in there. It was for that. Okay, it was for that $19,000 that went out for in the paper to get advertised.
That was important.
No, this is more of the public site for the courthouse, for the public site, for the digital software, digital imaging, through secure imaging.
So what's the 23 for here?
I was going to go to that after I...
Okay.
Unless you want to do all three of them at the same time, but...
Where's the first one?
We don't have that. It's
for good. We advertised it last month. It's the rest of the laser fish package. It's boiled on
that laser fish package. Did you not put it in there?
It should be. I put everything in there. I had already put it in there when we talked. Look behind you. It might be under. Yeah, that's it.
That's not it.
I put the one you told me.
That's for the digital video solution. The one that I'm talking about is the one that they that we did advertise for last month for that $19,000 for secure imaging.
17,945.
That probably isn't in there. That was emailed to them.
Oh, okay.
Is the rest of the laser fish software?
What's the house? Yeah.
And that's under the
If you remember, I made a motion kind of with Amanda that it gets used to come to some plan.
I was going to get with each department and get the documents to what they need to start scanning at the first of the year.
You talking about the 17?
9:45,
yeah.
Any questions for RB? We have to have them separate, right? I mean, we can't use the...
They have to be separate.
You have courthouse situation.
Right. The CSI, they're going to be it's going to be a secure system for them, so it'll be two separate systems.
Questions for me regarding the position?
No, but you, if you talk up loud enough, I can get it on the tape.
I make a motion to approve the 17-945 with the original idea of mandating its usage, the slave fish usage, and the digitizing of all documents countywide. I think you already mentioned he's got a plan to move forward with that.
Do we got a motion on the floor?
Okay.
Can we get a motion in a second? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries.
Okay, the second thing I have is the Adobe full version that I've sent you guys emails on this. I haven't received anything back on it. I went ahead and made you up a sheet of what it's going to cost us If we go the Adobe full version, we purchase it outright, or if we do a version where we have actually a subscription base where we pay for it year to year. The prosecutors, they had sent, I believe it was the prosecutors, had sent an email out to all of the members of the board on DocuWare, or DocuSign, I'm sorry, DocuSign, which is used to sign documents so that if you're not here in the office, if you are at home, if you're on vacation, if you are wherever, they can actually log into a web portal, go into the account. Let's say that there is five or six people who need to sign a document. I could start a document out for me, put six people on there. So let's say I put all six of you on there, or six of you on there, and I can actually put on there that I want Jay to go sign that document first, I want Doug to sign it second, and so on and so forth. What will happen is it would go to Jay first, he would sign that document. It would actually go, automatically go to Doug, and he would sign the document, and so on and so forth. It's a legal signature when this is done.
Is there other intents of that? Because we can't do that. We have to have a public hearing on those particular issues when we're signing something.
I'm not talking about the freedom. I'm just using you as an example.
Yeah, okay.
This is more likely going to be used for, or who is asking for it, is the judicial side. So this would be for the judges, for the prosecutor's office. The clerk's office would also potentially use this software also. And I guess one other thing, I can't tell you exactly what ended up happening, but I understand that let's say in the middle of the night, they want to do a warrant on a house, instead of the judges and the clerk and everybody coming in to do that, they can actually start the warrant, get it through those people. They can actually be at home and log into the system and actually sign those documents so that the warrant can be served. And that's the direction that they're wanting to go through.
Who's going to go that direction?
The prosecutor's office. I believe that an email got sent out to all of you on the situation we had here about a month or so ago. No, you guys didn't receive that. But that's the reasoning for it.
What's currently being used?
Right now, they would have to actually come in and sign everything.
But what if we don't have anything like in any offices that are DocuSign?
What happened was the prosecutor's office tried to get a hold of the clerk's office staff. She happens to be family with one of my staff members, contacted her and said, I need a warrant issued. It was very early in the morning. The deputy prosecutor had been in the office since like 3 o'clock that morning. They were trying to get an individual before he was released from the hospital. They got a hold of the judge, got the judge to come in. My staff member came in early in the morning and took care of it. I don't know exactly how this software will work on my side with CSI. That's something investigating that we'll set out to do because our warrants are created within that CSI system. So, I mean, there's some stuff that we'll have to work out, but it's not something that happens very often. The staff member that came in has worked in the office for 6 years, and she said it's the first time that's ever happened. So I don't want it to be something where we have the ability, let's do it all the time. But, I mean, in an emergency-type situation, I'm more than okay with something like that.
And this is going to cost us, well, before we win the year?
Well, I'm not finished yet. So by looking at this, so the prosecutor's office come to me and they said, hey, we're paperless now. And since we went paperless, now we're going to need something to do redactions on our documents. Redactions would be that there's certain lines on those documents that can't be seen by the public or whoever, and so they have to have a piece of software that's actually going to take care of that. So what would happen is, let's say that the document was a Word document that changed to a PDF document, and in that PDF document now you can do redactions. It can write over top of those so that now you can print it out or send it, and people wouldn't be able to see what was redacted off of it. So when they first came to me with the DocuSign, is going to be, if you wouldn't mind, is going to be, if you actually purchase the DocuSign, it's $40 a month. So you're talking $40 a month. I figured for 25 individuals, that gives me one extra. And for that, that's $12,000 a year. So on the other side of that, if we buy the Adobe full version, we buy that outright, $384.99 per license, we're looking at $9,624. But we could end up going with the subscription base of Adobe full version. And inside of that subscription base full version actually also has what's called Adobe Sign in it. Same thing, you know, I wouldn't say it's the same thing, but it's a signature program just like the DocuSign is. So by saying if we go the route of $159 a year for the subscription base, we're looking at $3,975 for the year for 25 subscriptions. But by saying that, it's going to be every year, it's going to be $3,975 a year for them to use the software. At the first of the year, I mean, everything's going to subscription base. Whether it be, I'm sorry.
Do you get to really sign the yes. perpetual with perpetual thing?
With the perpetual, you do not. Yeah, if we would have done the perpetual, I wouldn't have went that route. But the perpetual, we do not have. It doesn't come with the DocuSign or the Adobe Sign. So by saying that, it's $3,975 a year. If we do DocuSign itself, it's $12,000 a year. So, and that being every year cost also. So my thought on it is if we're going to, I mean, they're going to have the Adobe anyways to do the redactions. So we're looking at, you know, either spending outright of close to $10,000 for the software, which we own at that point, or we do the Adobe Sign, which is $3,900 a year, and they get the benefit of actually having the actual program to sign also. It's a benefit. It works for both.
I guess I'd like to hear from the other people involved here, the clerk's office, maybe the courts, superior judge, you know, executive attorney gets to their opinion on it. If this doesn't come up very often, I mean, a sheriff or deputy or whoever's on patrol that night could actually deliver the form and have it signed when we could take care of things in another way if it's only going to come up once in a great while. I guess I'd like to see what they have to say or this is what they have to say about the possibility of benefiting their particular offices.
Okay, well, I'm fine with that. Okay. What I need to know then, and this is what I've sent you guys emails about, is what you guys want me to do with the redaction software. Because you know, they've been on me for the last 2 weeks about installing that on their machines, and I've put them off because I don't know which direction you guys would like for me to go, $10,000 or $3,000.
And it's not that I'm not reading your emails, but then when I read it 2 weeks ago or last week, and then I come here, I'm trying to put together what goes together. So who needs the redaction?
That would be the prosecutor's office. And the prosecutor's office is going to also encompass the superior court. The superior court is also going to be doing redactions also. So you're looking at, I believe, 7 in the prosecutor's office, and then you're looking at at least three, maybe four in the superior court. And I don't know if any other departments is going to be using redaction software, but I know that those will be using them.
And just because, again, I don't understand this that well. So earlier we talked about that group. Is it that group that has their own, kind of like you, have your own software stuff that didn't fit in with county stuff. Is that correct?
The digital documents?
What you just had us...
Right. That's the digital documents.
Okay.
That's,
so this is something...
The software itself is something that they need to do redaction with. The actual software, just because that they're actually doing, going to digital form on the documents, there's nothing to do the redaction on those documents. The software that Christy's looking at purchasing
right.
does not do redactions. It will actually do it into a digital form, but it does not do redactions.
Right, but it's special to their office. Is this something that is special to their office, or is this something that's going to be
needed throughout the county?
Correct.
The only people that would use the Adobe, Adobe sign, I don't know who's going to use Adobe sign. You know, once you get into it and certain people start using it, maybe the auditor will use it for some reason. I don't know. I can't answer that, but the redaction software, I know that. Is that what you're talking about, the redaction
side? Is that redaction stuff in here? Part of this proposal?
Is part of, yes, the redaction is built in. Well, that's why you need the Adobe, the actual full version of Adobe.
Okay.
So the Adobe what I'm saying was the benefit of the full version of Adobe, the subscription base, is you get the Adobe sign built in with it.
Okay.
Where if you buy if you buy it outright, you don't get the Adobe sign built in with it. And then if you guys decide that they need to have signing software, which they were looking at DocuSign, then we're looking at the big amount, whatever that was, $12,000 a year.
And what are they
That's
doing?
Everything, yeah.
What are they doing currently for the redaction stuff?
Right now, when it was paper, when it was a paper document. Tell me if I'm wrong with this. It's a paper document. You would take and you would mark over the top of it. And then more than likely, you'd probably, because even if you went over top of it, you may be able to read through that. So I assume that they would end up, and I'm assuming it does, that I would assume that they would copy it again so that you couldn't see through that document. But,
any information that has to be confidential in the court system has to be on green paper, and it's stuck in a specific folder within the file that's confidential, but anything that would come over that would be public would have to be in the reserve redacted, so like social security numbers and stuff, that sort of thing, are blacked out.
So you're looking, $39.75 will get us the scanning system.
We'll get you the Adobe, which will actually do the redaction.
The redaction through the scan.
Right.
The scan. And then the $96 would give us the Adobe sign and the scanner.
The $3,000 one will actually do everything for you. It's subscription based though, so every year is $3,900.
Or you can
spend $10,000 and just have redaction software by itself. No signing for the documents off-site. It would just be the actual software that we purchase.
So we're going to spend $4,000 per year, or who knows what they're going to raise it to, whatever time you can do that.
And this,
to scan our documents.
It's not scan the documents.
To sign documents.
The $3,000 will be, if we go subscription with it, I mean, just take the signing documents out of it altogether.
Okay.
So let's just take the signing documents out of it altogether. If we don't do it to where we're going to sign any documents, the Adobe full version will be just for redaction. So redaction means that they have to black out certain items. So by saying that is we either want to pay $3,900 a year to black out the software or black out those lines on the piece of paper, or we buy it outright for $10,000.
Now I'm really confused.
Okay.
Okay. So
I'm a little confused too.
Okay, check it out. $3,975 will get us Adobe software that'll scan documents.
No. $3,900 a year will give us the Adobe software package with the ability to sign documents digitally.
Okay.
But we pay that every year. The $10,000 a year is just Adobe's read and write software that you can create PDFs, you can alter documents, like he's saying. You can do the reactions that they already have to do.
Okay.
For $10,000, we can buy that software outright.
And it's $384 a year per license then, so that's a yearly fee?
No, $384, if you look at the center one, $384 is for us to purchase that outright. That software
per
is ours that we purchase.
So we spend $9,624 and we can scan documents and put them in electronic.
No. It has nothing to do with scanning.
Well, all right.
This is for the redaction.
Just for the Adobe.
At that point,
so what's the redaction? I thought the redaction was when it read the scan.
Redaction is, you know what a PDF file is,
mm-hmm.
correct? Okay, so when you bring a PDF file, you're reading everything on those lines,
right?
That piece of that PDF document. on a redaction and bring that into the full version of the W90 tape, and instead of them seeing the first paragraph of that, they would black out that first paragraph on that document and then save that document and be able to actually print that out or send it or whatever they do. That's what that's for, just the ability to do the redactions.
And what you're saying is that a couple of these offices have come to you in a couple of weeks ago and wanted to get this.
Prosecutors have been asking for me. I mean, one I went on vacation, and prior to that, they were wearing that.
So this is a real stupid question. Why would we want to scan the document when we deleted it out so you can't read it?
Well, that's the purpose. You want to keep the document. So right. we have a document. Let's say that it's your sheet of everything that happened to you on May 15th. So we don't want to black that whole document out and never be able to read those ourselves. So what we do is we take it and we bring that document up. We redact what we don't want anybody else to see.
Okay.
And then be able to send that document out, but we still have the original document.
And it's electronically saved.
It's electronically saved.
Okay. Did
it didn't do anything for scanning or making that document digital. It's already digital. It's already a digital document.
Okay, so to get the original document in electronic format, we're looking at what?
That's already done.
That's
already done.
We don't have that. I need that.
Let me see your pen there.
We just proved that.
Let me see your pen there.
And then I guess this
is what I want to do is I want to redact this out. So we can't read this, right? So we're not reading that.
Right.
You know, so that's what they're doing. They're putting a black line over top of those with that Adobe.
And that's
Adobe
just software. For the clerk and the prosecutor and the
prosecutor's office, because
it's a public document, we don't want it. Just you can't black it out.
How much do you think this would be used?
I need my pen back.
This will be used every day. The redaction software will be used every day. They have documents that gets redacted.
So you're a digital, they need the ability to do this.
Yes.
And
I mean that's what I talked to you guys about prior to going digital. You know, digital, it just isn't taking a document and making it, go from a piece of paper and make it into a digital form. I mean, there's going to be a lot more to this than just making a document into a digital form and saying, hey, we're done. Because right now, with a paper document, they do a lot of other things with this paper document. And one of them is redaction. You know, they redact that information off of there because there's certain information that can't be put out in the public or to whoever.
So that's not a public document, so that doesn't need to be electronically filed.
Theirs is already public or electronically. They went to paperless, so they are paperless. They are digital.
But not the documents that need to have something blacked out.
They're already digital.
They're already digital. So what are we going to do? Are they on the right now? Public access that digitally, like you can.
We don't have anything that the public can access.
So,
especially with the court site.
Okay, so if somebody wants to look at, you know, do some research on a deed or something like that, and they go online and they can go to our website.
These are the secure documents. These aren't our public documents. Our public documents, we're not going to go and redact.
We're not redacting, but they're going to do. We're going to do digital.
Yes. Okay. And that's with the LaserFish software. That's what you guys just got
done. Okay, I thought that was good to go.
Harvey, let me ask this. If they're already digital, why would they do any reactions now? They print these things out and then mark them out and scan them back in?
They went digital about 3 weeks ago, four weeks ago. And so they've been asking me for the software. And so I've sent, the commissioners have sent the council, what do you guys want me to do? Which direction do you want me to do? Spend $20,000, or do you spend $3,000? And I heard nothing back from
you didn't hear anything from me because I didn't get your email.
Okay.
We're going to have to get you an address or something because I didn't get anything.
Because I couldn't approve it anyway without the council.
I think probably, and maybe I'm just speaking for myself, I know we had told you from the beginning not to, or when you came on board, not to have a budget, and we would go along, you know, figure it out along the way. It's been difficult for me because I can't keep track of what you're asking.
I haven't purchased anything. I mean, this is why I come in front of you guys.
No,
You tell me, you're coming in front of me to ask for money. I tell you where I'm at with this is, I know you've told me a couple of times that you don't think I should have a budget, that I should come in front of you every time that I need diversity. Let me speak what I'm going to say.
Okay, but I didn't get to finish mine because I wasn't against it. I know, what I'm saying is,
when I'm looking at an office that needs a computer, we have a server go down, so on and so forth, I have to have some money sitting there so that I can go forward and make those decisions. I mean, that's the reason that you guys hired me, is to make some of those decisions.
Those are day-to-day decisions that have to be made to have the county going.
And so when I went and sent this email to you guys, I said, hey, which direction do you guys want me to go with this? I can purchase it. I can do a subscription base. This is the reason why we're doing this. And I apologize that all of you didn't get the email. But I never received anything back.
The bottom line is for me to have something in front of me, so now I'm saying it's going to be a lot easier when we have a budget. And I can see that, you know, so they come before us with budgets and say, and I can say, we've got this much left in there, we can transfer this much to here. Because to me, so far, I don't know computer stuff anyway, so I am relying on you to obviously bring stuff to us that makes sense and that we need. I can't make sense of it. So that's my only beef, and it's not against you. It's just the fact that I don't have stuff in front of me to be able to say, who's this going to benefit? What budget's it coming out of? How much do we have in that line item?
I honestly would have went out and just purchased this. But I don't know whether you guys want to go with a subscription base, the way you guys want to do it every year.
Where
does this want to come from, then?
There's a couple different ways we can do that. So I've got about $14,000 left in my budget. Now, saying that, you know, I have LaserFish yet that we didn't talk about. So there's going to be some scanners that have to be purchased for that, which those are about $900 that I plan on bringing out of my budget. We have three PCs I know of right now that we're looking at purchasing, one for the county and one for the sheriff's office and so on and so forth. So, I mean, I'm trying to, I come before you guys tonight to see about getting a additional for this, because I still have to keep monies in my budget so that I can do the day-to-day operations.
One thing I want to talk to you about real quick here before I forget, because I've been thinking about it for a while, on the scanning issue for, you know, making the surveyor's office. Has anybody talked to her about doing this? Because she's got bigger drawings, obviously, than just 11 by 17 or whatever the size is.
She has a big scanner downstairs.
She does have a scanner
downstairs. And we're trying to figure out if we can convert that over to so that we can actually do those big documents. Okay. And if not, we can always send those out. I mean, it might be cheaper for us to send those out.
I think printing digs on some stuff for me. I'm like, yeah, personal stuff. It's not cheap to do that.
Right.
But it does a good job. I'm not saying it's cheap anywhere else.
But what I'm saying is it might be cheap for us to send it out to get those done and for us to purchase the piece equipment for that.
Okay. Well, it's just something I was concerned, because I think that they're eventually they're going to have to be used.
Right. And they're one of them that actually is going on orders. So. Okay.
I kind of agree with Jay. I mean, it would be helpful if, you know, besides Christy, if anybody else comes and tells, like, could they come or give a letter to us that says, yes, we would, you know, I can't make an informed decision about which one of these packages is better, because I have no idea who would use this and how often they would use it.
So that what kind of the decision? Is this good for a while yet, RB?
Well, the problem with it is, like I said, the problem with it is the prosecutor's office has been asking for three weeks.
They want the stuff where it automatically takes it out and blacks it out.
Yeah, they have to have something because they already went digital.
And so if that's the case, you would go with the one thing, but then are you missing out?
I'm sorry?
Do they have money in their budget for this?
They don't.
How many people in their office do it?
All of them, because of their
office. Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm told.
Okay.
And well, you have a designated computer to do this? It's done all the time. I can see.
And how many people in the Superior Court are going to do it?
Well, we have one judge that, we have three ladies in there that does his paperwork, so I assume that which one he picks is the one that will actually do those documents at the top, and that is what my guess would be.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it looks like I can't believe they're all doing it, but maybe they are. You know, circuit court, clerk's office, whatever. Everywhere in the clerk's office do that.
And those, for instance, I'm my office, each one of the girls have their own specific case types that they deal with. So if a divorce comes through, Nita takes care of it. The small claims comes through, Julie takes care of it. So, I mean, yes, each one of my girls are being using because they each have their own job, and then we cover for each other when we're on.
Well, I was commissioner a few years, and I don't think I ever had a use for doing that stuff. And as far as extra license, you got three out of one here for the commissioners, well, one for extra.
The reason I put the commissioners on there would be for signing documents. If we're going to go that direction.
Well, I was commissioner a long time, and I never did have anything of that before. The sheriff would run out to my house and I'd sign stuff all the time for him.
I can see the logic in doing the perpetual pro for Adobe, the full version, because Adobe's an extremely useful piece of software. But if the signing of documents is for the, you know, the 3 o'clock in the morning phone call that the judge gets, and it happens once every 7 years, there's no point.
I can't say that it only happens to the judge once every 7 years. It's happened to the clerk's office one time. He signs different documents than what we
process. I guess with the sheriff sitting there, I mean, is
I guess I don't know what you're talking about, but if
you guys take stuff for us in the hospital all the time.
Late at night. We get the judges up quite a bit to sign search warrants, EDOs.
But you have to get them up anyway, even to sign the PDF document. I mean, you still have to be awake to do it.
But they didn't have to leave the house to go.
Well, they wouldn't have to leave the house if the sheriff went to their house with the document. Yeah. And had them sign it. I mean, once every great while, I don't suppose the sheriff would object to that.
Yeah, it happens more than you think. It's not, well, I don't know whether once in 7 years, but we wake up judges on a pretty regular basis.
They signed up for that.
For a lot of different things.
But I kind of agree with Doug. I mean, if they need this one section of it.
I'm fine with that. The only thing I'm asking is which direction you guys want me to go. I mean,
I would like to talk to some of the office holders first to see. I think Mike brought up a good point. But we have to have, does the prosecutor's office have to have 8 licenses? Can they get by with 2 licenses? Can they have a designated computer? You know, even where I work, we have designated computers because that software is not cheap. You know, yeah. So that, take your computer and use it.
So by saying that, so you guys meet once a month. So can we schedule another meeting so that I can bring some more individuals in to discuss this, or how does that work? An executive meeting or something so that we can see what direction they want to go with this piece of software?
What have they been doing since they went water, since they went paperless?
Well, that's got like a stack of their redactions that they're waiting for the software, or what? I honestly can't tell you. I mean, they print those out and they take and they
they're still
scan
bringing
back
paper
in.
Documents to my office because we're not digital.
I think the prosecutor, you should buy him some, but I don't know how like Jay said, their office has it on one.
The hospital's the same way. We don't have everything on all computers.
Right. No, I understand that. Get them 4 of them, because they need to get it done. I mean, you can't ever have a big backlog of taking out people's social security numbers.
I'm fine with that, too, that we can get them. If we
can appreciate your efforts.
If we go
less than 10, the price will just change. The price changes. So there is price points on this also.
Well,
so
they do that when you buy carpets the same way.
So that's what I was gonna say. So if we do 10 licenses, I'm fine with that. We can get them on the machines.
What's
and
the
they can
difference on 10 and 1?
I think it goes up about $30 a license.
I just buy them 4 and eat 30.
So I'm fine with that going 10, and then we can come back and revisit it if that's the direction you guys would like to go.
And where does this come from?
Well, I can...
Whatever you tell me.
Prosecutor's pretrial diversion fund.
I mean, that can still come out of Kuhn Capital. And that
awesome
can come out.
Free trial nerves is what I like.
And it can also come out of what's mine, and I'll see it also.
Prosecutor, you got no place they can pull software?
Free trial diversion.
Free trial diversion is done by the prosecutor, so you'd have to get it transferred from him.
Yeah, I know. They want it, so maybe they can do it.
I'd like
it's nice for the taxpayer.
Transfers from somewhere within the prosecutor. It doesn't really make sense.
Well, we are broke.
Do we want to?
It's not just the prosecutors. I mean, you know, the Superior Court's been used to, so at that point in the year. I'm not in control of the budget, so I don't
right. know. We're just going to advertise this anyway for now. Do we want to advertise for 10, like Mike suggested? Do we want to?
Mine was 4.
This was 4.
Blind 4?
So what you're saying is, I know we have to advertise it, so they're going to wait another month before they can actually load this over.
Right, I mean, if they wanted it so bad, I'd be...
I don't think so. I think you can get it out of your budget before. Get it today.
I can actually get it out of my budget. I don't have a problem doing that, but my problem with it is
towards you're going to need more money.
I'm going to need more money. I'm going to have to come in front of you guys again. So I'm doing it ahead of time. I'm doing the proactive thing.
So the price of your problem in his budget.
Did you give me a letter for the additional?
I mean,
yeah, 4 of them.
No.
I can't. I don't have a letter.
Okay.
I have a question, to the council, since he's here. Linda just brought up the thought of being able to look at a budget and getting a total of what's been spent out of it and the balance that's left. With the new financial system that we have, is there a possibility that there could be some kind of a login that they could go in and look at the balances in the departments? They can't do anything, but they can look.
So that'd be your because you're the one that handles the username and password for that.
I know, but is it possible that they could do that from their computers at home? Not in my office, but
as of right now,
there wouldn't be a website that they could go to and look?
Not from home, at this time.
Okay.
We can come into your office and look.
Oh, I can show you all that stuff.
What do you want to do, guys? Can we have
like it's one of the
I think if they need licenses right away, maybe they can find it within their own budgets to buy them.
Or you got money in your budget?
What I'm actually going to do is once you guys tell me the direction you guys think you're going to go, I'll purchase it out of my budget. If it doesn't work out, I lost it out of mine, and we'll deal with it at the end of the year. Well, I mean, they have to have something to do with redactions. I mean, we're telling the office
somewhere they can buy.
But what I'm getting at is we're telling the offices that they should go paperless, and then we're not giving them the tools to go paperless. You're telling them to go paperless, and then you say, but we're not going to allow you to do this portion.
We need to go paperless with all public documents. I don't know about
this. They can't find $160 a license for a year.
Why do we need to go electronic with stuff that everybody's not supposed to see anywhere? That's
kind of well, that's not up to me. That's the prosecutor's office that decided to go paperless. I have nothing to do with it.
We don't have to go paperless on non-public documents. Correct. I mean, that's my understanding. If it's not a public document where you can go online and look at it,
I know the state.
You have to record of it, but it doesn't have to be public.
Well, I know the state has actually went paperless, that they're sending them documents paperless. So they're not actually sending paper anymore. That coming down from the state is actually turning around and forcing.
Those are their documents they have to use. That's not documents that are using those documents and filling them all out. And you see what I'm saying? I mean, those are paperless documents because they're not sending them all the forms that need to be filled out. They're sending them. Somebody still has to go from paperless to paper back to paperless again. I mean, can we fill it all out? That's what we're signing.
I'm not trying to debate one way or the other. One thing I know is the prosecutors want paperless. And one of the reasons that Frisky came up was because I know that we had the discussion in the Superior Court that the prosecutor's office is requiring the departments to send them the documents in digital form. They cannot do that. That was one of the reasons why Frisky's going the direction she's going. I know that since they went paperless, that there are certain criteria that they have to have, certain software that they have to have to make their paperless work. And so right now, what we're telling them is, sorry, we're not going to give you that. This is all for you.
You're here, Krista. Yeah. You're down here for 5.
This is why we're buying 25 licenses when we don't know how
well, long. What do you think you need to do this job?
I honestly don't know how it will affect the clerk's office in redacting things because I believe our software system will do that. But whether my software system works with the prosecutor's software system, I don't know. I would have to look into it more to know how
we're going to... So you're saying you may already have permission to do this.
or not?
I don't know. Because
we need to find out.
Yeah, we haven't done the meeting yet.
Yeah, I think everybody needs to find out what they need. And
well, I know that the prosecutor's office uses PROSEC, which is separate than the CSI program that Christy's talking about.
Okay.
Those are two separate documents, and the prosecutor's office does different things than what the clerk's office does.
And I agree with Doug. He just mentioned that if the prosecutor's office wants to get going on this stuff, it's if they go with that $160 a year, they can find that amount in their budget, surely.
Yeah, they can,
well, they can buy it for $200, though. Right?
No.
$384, they can buy it.
Right. But they should have that amount to get a couple of programs to get started.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm fine with that.
Wait, you got in your budget to take care of, see if the prosecutor's got in his budget to take care of something? If he needs just one program to get him bond, needs to do what he's got to do right now. Yeah, it's convenient to have five of them, but do you need five of them? I mean,
nope, I'm happy. Let's move on to different.
Okay.
Move on. Okay, so as the judge come up in front of you guys in the joint session and talk about setting up this meeting with, I don't know, 110 or under employees or whoever, I had put together a camera system that the sheriff's office is using now. I got a quote from them. I got a quote from locally, DeGru Technology also. DeGru's isn't in there. It was a lot more than what this system is now. I would assume if you ask the sheriff, the program we have over there now is a pretty decent program. We use it and haven't had any problems with it. So what I had come in front of the commissioners for the last session was, since the issues that we had up in Michigan, up in Barron County, and then the issues that we had down in Miami County, it's getting closer to us. Right now, if we had an active shooter come into our building, and I'm just gonna call it an active shooter, I'm not gonna call it anything else. So let's say we have an active shooter come in, who has access to these cameras, and I said, well, the dispatch would have access to all of our cameras. So if we was to push one of our hot buttons downstairs and say, hey, we need help, we're going to send somebody over to them, but we don't know what's happening inside the building. We didn't know, where this person came in, where this person is at, what the person looks like, so on and so forth. Right now, we have nothing to say what this person looked like, and if you asked 15 people, they would tell you probably 15 different answers what that person looked like when he came in. He had glasses? No, he didn't have glasses. It was a woman.
So you have cameras. How many cameras do you want?
Well, I was looking on here. We can put a camera system in, and what it would be for is for the – since all three buildings are tied together, we have the annex tied together, we have the Justice Center tied together, and we have the courthouse tied together. You say, well, the Justice Center already has cameras, and you are absolutely correct. The Justice Center does, but the prosecutor's office has their own cameras upstairs, which needs to be replaced out. Have had issues with them ever since I've been here. The other offices upstairs does not have cameras up in the probation. They don't have cameras up there. And so what I was looking at doing, and I sat down with all the departments. So I went through the whole courthouse. Sat down with all the departments and I said, what do you guys like this idea? Putting cameras in. The cameras we're looking at is not actually putting them in their offices to actually look at the employees sitting in their office. What the cameras would be for is where the public would be standing at. There would be a camera actually facing that public individual standing there. It would be pointing at the doors, it'd be pointing at inside the hallways. So that if something was to ever happen, we would have documentation of where that person is at. And we could also get cameras to where you could have two-way audio.
Is this something that could be run over to 911 and let the people there look at it? I don't know. We'll be recording stuff out in the area, outside in the lobbies or whatever.
But is there a way that we could have, I mean, this would help some of our security situation out there. We put these cameras in, and you have somebody that's watching them. Well, I don't want to pay somebody to do that all day and just watch these cameras. But if we could bring it over to 911 or something like that, where it could possibly be, they're there anyway, if they could just kind of view it, if they see something going on that's right there, that's something that could be done.
Well, a distraction from 911. About tax and 911.
That's what I was going to say. Someone who's not too big of a distraction.
I mean, there's times, yeah, when they wouldn't have any issues with that. But
when I brought this up to the sheriff, I said, you guys don't have full access to the cameras. And the reason he'd have full access to those cameras is if there was something that happened over here, the dispatchers could pop online and see what's going on over here in this building or the annex building or so on and so forth.
But it's not a total solution because if you're not looking at half the room, you don't know who's in the room. I think cameras are probably part of the security issue, and I think that they need to wait until we get this.
Everybody look into it and see what they got to say, and we can
instead of the whole piecemeal, which we keep talking
right,
about.
Right, we just piecemeal together, and then we don't have nothing. We got to go back and do it again, spend more money.
I appreciate you getting information. I don't have a problem with that either. The only statement I'm going to make with that is we started this out in 2013. I know. So we started 2013. This is 2016, and I didn't hear that you guys said, okay, you guys can go ahead and do this. Now, this is August. You know, you guys have to have this done by October, November, December. I did not hear a date.
I'm hoping when this committee gets together, that's one of the things we ask them to do is come up with a timeline.
I would recommend that the commissioners, council, whoever it is, gives a deadline when this needs to be completed.
I would assume your committee would do that, correct?
I don't have a problem with the cameras. I'm just bringing them up to you because right. when I sat with all the department heads in the courthouse and so on and so forth, they said we need to have something. They said that cameras isn't going to do a good job of keeping somebody coming in. I said no, but it's going to give us a record of who came in, where they came in from, what they did while they were in the
Those cameras online there, they may record, right?
They are internally online. They're not externally online.
Yeah, there was a guy that came to my house the other day. I had some vandals, and not at my house, the house I own. And he was a professor at college, and he was telling me to shoot one over and be online. Yeah, I'll show how this can't work because I look at people's phones.
Which you can. You can do that if they're set up to do that.
Yeah, he was telling me that, and I'm like, I don't care. If I guess this weekend we're going to shoot one over there and hook it up to my phone, and then it records on my
TV show. Mm-hmm. Okay, so
I think the cameras are, probably a good deterrent or whatever, at least down the hallway. Like you said, if something happened, and they'd also tell you who's there.
I want to tell you guys, I apologize, I don't mean to get upset with you guys, I'm just trying to make sure that, we're trying to move, all of us is trying to move in the same direction.
I understand.
All right,
thank you very much.
Thank you, RB. And as a sheriff, if you have any more business for us, you'd be the next one.
Well,
thanks.
That's all I got. I brought you up to you earlier. The 911 and then these transfers. Yeah, I had two transfers.
I have a question. On the 911 stuff, we're advertising it, or we already advertised it. I just need approval tonight. Do I need to do another additional for the additional amount?
I don't think so. Not what we've looked at.
The $80,000 is going to get us through the end of the year?
It will.
Okay.
So that's what we're, well, happen, Sheila, I think we'll get the contract signed and we won't get any parts for a while. So we won't have to come up with that other money until probably after the first year.
Okay, any questions for the sheriff in regards to 911? We kind of covered that last meeting, but especially anybody's memories on anything?
So the 190,000
installation. I think I didn't bring those numbers with me.
I think it's like
80 some thousand and 100 and some thousand. Yeah.
193,000 for installation and then a series of $16,000 payments.
That's correct. Yep. There you go. Yep.
On the third page, is this a big one? For August.
But they would not be installing and charging for that installation until the first year.
Right. We need to see the grand this year.
Yeah. I got to have that. Got to have it signed away. Okay. Or when the commissioner signed.
Any questions for the sheriff? In regards to that, entertain a motion for the additional 80,000.
So moved.
Second.
Doug moved. Roger second for the 80,614 from Mr. 911. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. And you've got your deputy salaries. And the CAT, right? The CAT discussion legislation for the animal and through the body corrections medical.
Yes.
You haven't done that one yet.
Mm-hmm.
We'll entertain a motion to have the transfer to the sheriff for the animal and the computer services to the quality corrections medical, as you discussed earlier.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we got a motion to second for the $9,467 transfer. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. And then you have your salaries, which I hope we approve the
$13,34.32.
I got a call. There was kind of an emergency situation where we needed some overtime money, so I went ahead and approved in order to go ahead with it. That's the 13.34.
Need a motion for the other 22 days?
I need a motion for all of it after.
Yeah. It's broke. It's actually for 14, and then it's broke down. She did that 13.34 because Jay had to approve that, and then that 13 and that 12 add up to the 14.
It's all the same thing. They just needed the 13 right away, and I said, well, I'm not going to approve the whole thing.
Okay.
I didn't want to do that.
I'll make a motion for the sheriff's salary
transfer. Okay, we've got a motion to second for the sheriff's transfers. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. And that's it. So you want to advertise, right? Well, that's not correct. I'm sorry. It's being advertised based on the matrix, but that's not.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry. That's not.
Yeah, he's scaring me, Dave. I didn't know it was him.
Yeah, that's what we're looking at doing for the additional different growth matrix. That's all about.
Sheriff, I got a question. I've been asked several times. The deputy that got bit, what was the deal with that? Why did he have the lifeline?
It's a horrible bite. I mean, it just about ripped his tricep in two. And the whole story is Chief Deputy Rouse was at his house, and we just talked about this, and he'd seen a guy whizzing by his house on a four-wheeler, and so he's at home, says he watches the guy go by, and he lets him go by, runs, jumps in his truck, runs, gets right behind the guy up here on 50 West in the Fish and Wildlife area, turns on his red lights, the guy alerts back at him, and away he goes. So, long story short, the guy finally crashes in there behind Tom Sanders' house in the ditch, takes off, and so, you know, the first thing you do is try to set a perimeter around them so they can't get away from you, so they're all getting there. Stark County's dog shows up, the handler's getting the dog out of the car, and he said to everybody, you need to get back at least 20 feet. And so everybody, Barney's getting, you know, people are getting in their vehicles to go set up the perimeter, and the dog shoots out of the car and goes right for Nick, and Nick's got his back. He's walking to get into his car, and it latches on to the back of his arm. So now then the question comes, why can't we get the dog to release? And well, I suppose the courts will wind up deciding that issue, but they couldn't get the dog off his arm for about 10 minutes, I think. And it wound up being Barney, and we all know Barney's a little guy, lays on the dog, has it in a headlock, and twists its collar until it chokes it out. And so they finally lets go of him, and then you know, we went there that night. Well, it was a county commissioner's meeting. I mean, his tricep was just, yeah, it is hard to describe, Tom. It is the worst bite, you know, the people that have seen a lot of dog bites. I mean, I've seen a lot of animal bites, not necessarily a lot of dog bites, but it's the worst bite I've ever seen. Uh-huh. And so they put a tourniquet on him and got his arm bandaged up, and they just thought it was best to get him somewhere where they could get that put back together. And I think I talked to Nick Friday. He got out of the hospital Thursday night. I talked to him Friday. It was still, they had got, I want to say like half of it sewed back together, and then the other half they're leaving open, and they pack it, and I don't know about wound care.
It's healing from the inside out, and so it's went to
so that's what he's done. And he kind of got, just so everybody knows what we've done with Nick, is, you know, he'd given me his resignation letter. Nick was the guy that was going to Cass County. And so, you know, I had already started the process to hire somebody. Well, now the Cass County Sheriff said that he's not going to hire Nick until he's good to go. And so I had some discussions with Kevin, and Sheila had called me because we were kind of concerned about making sure Nick was covered by workman's comp. And Kevin said there might be some concern about, you know, I didn't have a position for Nick anymore as a deputy, so... you know, I said, I can't, I'm not going to accept your resignation, Nick, but we can move you over into dispatch. And that was all done because the guy that we've hired to replace Nick is coming from dispatch. So, I think the short answer is that Nick will kind of hold that position so we can tell workman's comp he's got a job and his 60% of his salary. Because Kevin said, you never know, they might say, you don't have a job. What's 60% of that? Nothing. And I didn't want that to happen to Nick. He was a very good deputy. And
I agree.
So we switched him over to the dispatch until he's healed up.
My only question was, why was he lifeline? And I understand now. People ask me, they seem to think that because I'm on the county council, I ought to know.
Well, that, and they hear the dog bite on the radio.
He's like a limper. A dog bite?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I wants to hit him somewhere.
So I can give him an answer now.
I'm not sure about that, Linda. I know he had, I'm sure he had at least three surgeries. You know, he had one that night when we got over there. He had another one the next day, and then I think he had something done the day before he left, and then he left late. He left the hospital up there about 10, and or he was home at like 10 Thursday. And, yeah, but that's why. But I tell you, you know, I don't want to take up a lot of your time, but this medical stuff concerns me is, you know, we have to start footing that bill. I'm telling you, we're not talking about a little bit of money. And, you know, I'm all for paying deputies to do their job and stuff, but to pay for, you know, for some of this stuff, I don't think it's our responsibility. So.
And it's going to get worse because when they've got somebody who might come in for an overdose, we have to keep them until they're stable. And so at the hospital, so they could be there 3 days, depending on what they took in their system. So hospital bill in intensive care and critical care. Yeah.
Well, you're talking about your past.
It's I think it's a. It's a Title 16 code, the code that we started. Actually, Kevin's office found it and started looking at it. And but there's got to be wiggle room here somewhere because when I sent that out to the sheriffs, I'm telling you, it came back as from where we're doing it to where if they're not booked into the jail, we don't pay anything, to the other end of the spectrum where you know, if the police brought you in, and the police, or the sheriff, it's not the police. The state police don't pay it. I know the DNR doesn't pay it. You know, it's all the sheriff. And so, you know, my position, and I told the hospital when we had the meeting with them, is that I'm not paying those until I have the county attorney saying, you know, you're going to wind up in jail because you're not paying these or something. I mean, I'm on a bait of law, but I want to make sure. I don't understand how other sheriffs are.
How new is this?
I don't know that. The law's not new, if you're asking me that, Roger. It's not a new law. It wasn't just passed.
Okay. But you're just now getting caught up in the web.
I think so, okay. Yeah. Because there's, you know, you talk.
Because of the situation where he's not actually in jail to cover his medical expenses, he was.
This is that issue where, well, I think that's the wiggle room. There's not a good definition of arrest except right. When you're giving him a ram.
He's arrested after he swallowed the drugs.
So. Well, the law even says that you can't do that kind of business. So I don't know. We'll see where it winds up.
Okay. Thank you, sir, for your
explanation. You're welcome.
All right. You want to go reassessment next year?
Let's finish out the additional, the one that's on the building and structure repair, and that was for the attic repair, and we're paying the bills out of that appropriation, which is the maintenance director's line item, and we're just replacing what we're paying out of it for the attic.
Any questions on that? This is for the attic repair for the $70,000.
Now, that can finish up the bill up for now?
Well, we're paying, he had money left in his appropriation, and we're using that money. This is replacing what we're using.
I know, but is he?
They're still working.
They're still working, so this isn't covered all. They're still doing.
Hopefully, Jeff thinks it might be a little bit less than 70.
Okay.
So.
So anyway, we need to entertain a motion for the 70.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second for the building repair structure, $70,000. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. Assessor?
And then your transfers? She's transferring within her budget to pay for that reassessment contract that you approved.
I'll make a motion to approve that.
Second.
Again, motion and second for the reassessment. We'll give the assessor. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. And then we've got next month's advertisements.
Linda, did you get the paper I sent down there?
I did.
I emailed that to you, so if you can send it back my way. But I wanted you to see that's where the differences were from the hourly rate, what the difference from the old to the new is, and then what it was going to cost to take care of the employee till the end. And that's all these numbers here. I don't know if some of you were here. The one that I gave you is got the names on it and the positions. The one that I'm advertising, no names. I'm just advertising the total amount for the appropriation. And I'm hoping, Linda, with all of these, that I don't have to do anything with PERF and Social Security.
I guess that, so when you figured these, you kind of figured that in with it, is what I understood.
No, I did not. All this is the salaries. I didn't figure the other because I wasn't sure.
So.
I can go back once.
That's how I understood it.
Okay. Well, then how you understood it, I didn't do it. This is only the salaries. Because I was waiting.
The total amount we originally talked about approving, which this is what we're doing now, is approving
that.
This is the amount.
It was 100 and something at that time, right?
I was thinking it was only like 40, and it ended up being about 130.
No, it was going to be 100.
Was it?
That was 125, I think, or thereabouts.
Okay. Well, then we're about right then.
And that's add this amount for the salaries, and then that should cover the PERF. So
what I'll do is I'll wait and go in and double check to see what is left in each line item for wages, add them up, and figure out, multiply it to make sure that I've got enough in there. Because I've got more than half left in all my appropriations for and Social Security. So I should be okay.
But you need this amount to be okay.
This is wages. This is strictly wages.
Right. No, I know that.
Okay.
Right. But you need this amount. We definitely need this amount. You're thinking this may be enough to cover Social per FOSS.
This ain't got nothing to do with Social Security and PERF.
Well, it does because we're giving them raises and then Social and PERF increases.
Right, but I didn't increase Social Security and PERF.
Okay, so this just covers the wages. We're going to have
this
to go back
and
figure
wages.
Out what the condition is and then we'll go from there.
Correct. And I'll double check because, like I said, I think I've got more than half left in there. So we might be okay.
Okay. Any questions on the salaries? Additional for the salaries. It's already in the salary ordinance. Right? This is already in the salary ordinance. This isn't a salary ordinance. This is just additional to comply with the salary ordinance.
Correct.
I don't even know how to make a motion to approve except the figures that you provided.
As presented.
As presented, yeah.
Second.
We got a motion and a second to approve the, I guess, the salaries based on the matrix and the salary ordinance for the 81783. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries.
One thing that I want to bring up is...
Doug abstain, just so you get
your... Pardon?
Doug abstain.
Okay. I gave you a paper that's got the workman's comp sheet, Indiana Public Employers Plan worksheet. They came in, and that's our liability insurance. They came in and audited last year's stuff, and because of the increases that were given to EMS, we owe another $27,138. So when we're talking about giving increases, there's always something else we got to pay for.
Well, wait, I have a question. So they specifically said it was because, I mean, they highlighted this or you did so we could see it?
No, this is what they gave us, and Ms. Cook called and talked to Novotny's, and that's what they told us. If you look under ambulance, the 627 is per 100 on the rate.
So since we're paying last people year, more, we got to pay more insurance. That
yeah.
makes about as much sense as...
This is liability. It's workman's comp, though.
Well, I guess so.
And the ambulance service is, it looks like their rate is probably one of the higher ones of any of the ones listed. If you look at all of them, some of them are...
Now, is that on
not
here,
much.
Sheila?
Pardon?
That's not on here yet?
Yeah, it's
which one?
I highlighted your ambulance.
No,
he's not. No.
It's not
think we have enough and liability to take care of it.
Okay.
If I don't, I'll let you know, but we think we do.
Okay.
I have a question about insurance real quick. I left that meeting early I wasn't able to make the meeting that you guys discussed insurance.
Go ahead.
Can I ask the question?
Sure, ask the question. That'd be fine.
Okay. So what happened with it? We're sticking with our current insurance?
Commissioners are not here to...
Yeah, we are.
...decide on that, but yes. It's their decision. I guess they've made a decision to stay.
I've had two phone calls from two different companies that are really interested in bidding it out for next year, and my suggestion to them was to talk to the boards in January. Another sheet that you got is got to do with the resolution to establish mileage rate allowance. We've always stayed with the state, what the state's mileage rate is. It increased by 2 cents. We dropped it to 36 cents, I think, in January, February, and they upped it 2 more cents. So I've got it. I'm asking for you to approve the ordinance of making the...
The mileage ordinance?
Mileage be 38 cents per mile reimbursement.
Anybody have a question on that? Entertain a motion to.
So moved.
Second.
I'll second.
Okay, we've got a motion to second to approve the increase in the mileage ordinance. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries.
I gave you financial report of where the funds are right now. And it gives us balances as of today. One of the things that we need to do tonight is we need to set the date for the budget workshops. And somebody had suggested a day and a night, two nights, 2 days, whatever you want. Whatever works for all of you.
And you're looking at approximately when you should do this.
Okay, I'm going to be gone the 24th through the 30th. Any time between now and the 24th, or you could even wait until the first part of September. The only thing is I have to do the hearing on the next council meeting, which is the public hearing will be September the 12th.
So we've got to do it before the 12th.
Yeah. Well, I've got to get my advertisement in, but I've got all those numbers for the advertisement. I will give you some good news. I only have 3 funds that have to be cut. And the county general share, which scares me to death, the cut on it will be $1.1 million, and you've already got $400,000 that you'll cut out of it because of wages being taken out below it. The other fund that I want you to look at on your report is the rainy day fund. Because of the money that we received from the state, it put it over $1 million.
So the rainy day fund's got over $1 million in it?
Yeah. Not, it's $1 million and like $34 or something like that.
So we're back up to where it was.
County General's budget this year was $11 million something. And if you only have to cut 1.1, which I'm hoping you'll cut a little bit more than that.
Where's the 400 that's automatic?
What? The 400,000 is in the EMS wages.
Uh-huh.
But you're going to cut it because they're being paid out of low at B.
Right.
So.
Okay, I got you. We're taking that out. I see they come.
Yeah.
Now that 400, does that include, I mean, did the department heads put in 10% salary increase?
So everybody went to the matrix and then they put in a 10%.
Put in 10% so we can cut some there.
So
we're not too bad of shape. This would be one of the easier ones we've had.
We have $11.3 million budget.
Right.
Last year, this year, we had a 6.4. Okay, we only have to cut 1.1. You're talking, like I said, I just hope that
right.
You'll cut a little more than 1.1,
well,
but
try, right. We'll do what we can.
Right. It's just, and the other thing is Cabinet, we have a Cabinet that's special legislation that's called the county share.
Right.
And we've been paying insurance and the withholdings out of it and the attorney's contract out of it. That money now is go back into County General. And the plus there is the first year we had to separate it and had to make it a fund of its own. There was no budget in there.
How's the help?
So that money is a little bit of extra that you didn't spend. It's going to go back into County General at the first of the year.
How's the health department for the year?
That, believe it or not, both of them are very well.
You're doing good?
Yes. I have all of the paperwork if you want to look at it. I wasn't sure what you wanted me to copy. I'll be glad to copy it for all of you.
We have our sheets.
Well, you have your sheets, but I've got the numbers, that's the cuts, and what hopefully we'll receive, what you guys will receive in 2017, and what each department has. And I worked with Miranda last week, and we got the line 2 done. And she had about 5 questions, and I was able to find all 5 of them, and that's taken care of.
Good.
So we're okay there.
Because it's going to be a decent year.
It might be.
What last year was like.
It really might be.
Yeah, last year was terrible. Okay, we want to set a date then for our meeting. I think personally what we've done in the past, we've had meetings with the salary and also for the budget cuts. We set committees up for each section. The salaries will be a little easier this year because we have the matrix. It's increase in place. Basically, look at the overall percentage increase and then transfer on down, correct? So if we want to, I think, Linda, Doug, if you'd be interested in doing that. And Alex, the three of you.
I'll step off of it because of...
Okay, so Linda and Alex, and then anybody else want to volunteer for the salary? Tom?
Yeah.
Okay, Tom, yeah, salary committee, then Doug, Mike, myself, and Roger will be on the other budget committee. And then we need to set our dates. Days, evenings, weekdays, you prefer on that? I know Doug and Linda and myself, we do work kind of hard sometimes.
Evenings work better for me. I can.
Evenings are better.
I work 12, but I'm off most Thursdays and Fridays. But schedule how you need to.
Days work better for me.
Okay. And you're on the budget committee?
Yeah.
Okay, so the salary committee. You're not on that one, right, Doug? Alex is, and you'd rather go days too, right, Alex? I mean, not days, but evenings?
Yes.
Okay.
My schedules are all going to change in September where I won't be able to do anything during the day.
We're going to do 2 days of budget?
It's taking 2 days.
Yes. We could do a day and then evening, or I don't care.
That's the side of what we want to do. It doesn't matter.
We
did a day and a half last whole days. And we had a lot of work to do last year. We may be able to get it done in 1 day this year. What do you think, Sheila? Do you possibly get it all done in 1 day this year?
I would much rather schedule for 2 days and have to cancel the second one to be safe, depending on how late you want to go. I don't know what you guys feel about the 22nd, but the 22nd, there's a planning commission meeting that night.
Thursday.
18th? No, I'm going to be that week. Thursday.
Okay.
If you're looking at the 25th, that Thursday.
Okay, I'll be gone.
We do our schedules a month in advance, so it's...
What days work for you?
18th.
I'm going to be that day.
Okay. Alex, which days would be good for you? You got days?
Like I said, days are fine until September, and then my jobs change, so.
Okay.
We literally only have the week, because unless you do this week, we have next week, you're gone the following week. So really, we just have this week.
We could try if you wanted to. What about the first and second of September? That's a Thursday. Oh, that won't work for Alex. What about next week?
18th, 19th?
Well, Linda can't. What about the 16th and 17th?
I work every Tuesday, Wednesday, but I'm done after 7:30.
What about the 17th and 19th?
Okay. If I scheduled the 17th and 19th, we could try to get done on the
17th. Right, let's try on the 17th to get done then.
I won't be at that one, but do I have to be?
For what?
I work the 17th. Unless you make it after 7:30. And I can't get anybody to switch me. It's too late.
So Tuesday the 16th?
Tuesday. I could do the 15th and 19th.
We have a commissioner's meeting on the 15th, unless you do it during the day.
That's what we're talking about, isn't it? During the day.
Yeah,
I can do that.
Well, okay.
Go ahead.
August 15th.
Just schedule it.
If we do it the day.
I'll see if I can.
So we're going to go Monday the 15th?
I can't do it the 15th. No way. That's the one day I cannot be here.
Okay.
Sorry.
What about the 16th and 17th?
I'm good at the 16th, but the 17th I'm not.
What was said about the 17th and 19th? It's just 2 days of work.
I think, Alex, do you have a problem with the 17th and 19th?
Not during the day, no.
Okay, let's 17th and 19th?
I work the 17th, but I'll see, since I'm going to be in Indy the 18th, if I can if they take me off that day.
Okay.
So we want to set it for the 17th and the 19th and hope we get done
on the 17th.
Okay, question. If I can get everybody scheduled on the 17th, you want me to try?
Yeah. Okay, so then we're going to go ahead. We're just going to meet with everybody as one unit then, not have two separate committees, just have everybody meet together.
Didn't we that's how we did it last year.
Last year? I don't remember. Yeah, that's something different.
You waited till the end of the meeting to tell me what you wanted to do with the salaries.
Okay, let's do that then. Let's just all meet together on the 17th. If we need to, we'll go on the 19th. I think let's plan on working late on the 17th to get it done. If we can, do it one day.
Starting at 8:30.
8:30 in the morning?
Yes.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. Do you want to go out for lunch? Do you want to eat lunch here? Maybe I can get Subway.
Let's eat in. Let's just eat here, that way we can keep going.
Okay.
So we get done today.
Let me see what I'll see if I can't get Subway or something like that, or pizza delivered or something.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
17th and 19th.
Thank you, Sheila. You're welcome. Okay. Okay, we got a few items yet. We got the Cadet for the sheriff, additional to be advertised, the clerk's perpetuation fund.
Oh, I thought we did all that.
Did we do all that?
Yeah.
All in one, did we do that all in one motion?
Yeah.
Okay.
The superior support we did and the perpetuation fund, the rest of it's all salaries.
We got prisoner reimbursement, health department.
Yes, all that's wages.
Clerk's perpetuation, those are all wages? Okay.
Yes.
My bad. Good. You don't have to worry about it. These are all wages here too. Okay.
I'll make the motion that set minutes as presented.
Second.
Yeah, motion to accept the minutes from the July meeting as presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And anything else, Sheila?
No, I think everything's on there. I will probably send you all, everybody getting their emails that they're supposed to be?
Yes.
Yep.
Any issues?
I'm just trying to email back, and for some reason mine's not sending back.
Well, I'm not getting, when you go in to look, I'm not even getting, I've got it set on return receipt, and it's not even sending. I hear Jay, Linda, and Doug is usually the ones that I know have read the emails. Roger, I send stuff to him. Try to send all that stuff by mail, but depending on when it goes out,
yeah,
it's ridiculous.
No, I had to send it back on my phone, and
it will go.
No, I can send it sometimes to others, but it's not going back to you.
The departments that I have to cut, I didn't tell you that. Reassessment. She's talking about wanting to increase her. Levy, but I don't think she's going to try to do it till next year. We need to cut in the highway $235,000, but that could be, most of it could be wages and county general. Everybody else, would you like for me, for budgets, would you like to see the sheet on the budgets? Would you like a copy of it? This is the worksheet that I do that tells me what's got to be cut, and then it tells us what we're paying out for the rest, and then what is the estimation of coming, what we're going to receive.
Why don't you just have one?
May have one.
One available for everybody. If they have any questions, they can look
at it. Perfect. Okay, that'll work.
And you give us the information what we need to cut, and then we just go from there with the most parts.
This year, when I did them, it just scared me to death because of the numbers being decent. Health departments.
This isn't all good news that we're going to find out in a couple of weeks, and it's going to be bad news, is it?
I know. I hope not. But highway was good. Aviation was good. Both of them have worked really hard to keep their spending down this year, and it's made a difference for next year.
All right, entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay, we are adjourned.
Who motioned and second?
Roger motioned and who second? Doug said.
Doug. Okay. I have.
What I was asking.